to rely on thoughts and emotions alone to organize a life and a world is completely foolhardy. It's backward. It's totally backward. It's primitive and superstitious, we could say. Thoughts and emotions alone are so completely limiting. And most human beings have no idea that thoughts and emotions have no independent nature. Most human beings believe that thoughts and emotions do have an independent nature, and that that thoughts and emotions are somehow controlling us. But it's actually the restful nature of the mind that is the ground of all being, not these sparks of dynamic energy that occur within it. The penetrating superintelligence of the ground of the mind is complete in itself. It can use thoughts and emotions to carry out certain ways of thinking about things or not. Doesn't matter. Its knowledge comes from the vital knowledge that is totally pristine and unthought. So it just depends on what one wants for one's life. If you want to wrap yourself up in an identity of yourself that's based on just everything you're thinking and feeling, then that's what you'll be destined for and to. You'll be all wrapped up in thoughts and emotions and believing that they have some kind of significance or importance in their own right. However, their significance and importance is entirely tangential to their ground of being. Wouldn't you rather know the ground of the being of the thoughts and emotions rather than the chicken scratches of the mind? You know, when you rest the mind completely, then those chicken scratches become beautiful. When you don't rest the mind completely, then those chicken scratches are annoying. They're like little tension points. And human beings, it's very essential that human beings at this critical juncture in human history move beyond this limited understanding of what the mind is. And whether you want to call it post-emotional or post-rational or meta-emotional or meta-rational or whatever you want to call it, it does not mean being unthinking or unemotional. It doesn't mean being thoughtless or emotionless. That isn't what it means. It means understanding the limited nature of thoughts and emotions. That thoughts and emotions are not the stuff of our identity. The stuff of our identity is the natural state of the mind, which is awareness, naked awareness that's pristine in its own right, the wise and helpful mind that has as its natural benefit and impulse the immediacy of benefit for oneself and others. There's no other impulse therein. So anything that is thought or emoted within a mind like that is completely beneficial. So let me be clear about that. What that means is that nothing might change about the thoughts and emotions, but what is done with them changes completely. So if, for example, if anger and fear come up and we act on those, either through indulging them, avoiding them, or replacing them with something else, then we're caught in the quicksand of taking all our thoughts and emotions to be something that we need to do something about. But if we rest the mind completely when those thoughts and emotions appear, then we move beyond the limited frame of reference, the limited conceptual framework of thinking and emoting. as being something in its own right. When we rest the mind completely, then this natural benefit for ourselves and others is obvious. We don't have to try to bend or shape our character. We naturally come into the fullness of what we're meant to be, which is wise and helpful. That's what we're meant to be. In a very natural way, so not in a contrived way that needs to be cultivated or developed. Wisdom and superb helpfulness are already naturally present. They don't need to be tweaked into being. They are. They simply are. And when we know that about ourselves, then we live as we were meant to be.